Tulsa Stadium, 12 o'clock. Carol Collins Phonics says, Carol Collins Phonics says, Marcus on to Hiosta, North Benton.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rookie Show. NFL preview extravaganza. Today, we're going to be going over every single division, where we think the teams are going to finish up, top team to the bottom. And then we're going to go over the playoff teams from each conference, and then kind of run through the playoff gamut and follow it up with our Super Bowl picks. Also, going to be looking at NH division. Best possible for us, throwback jerseys, and best current player in the division.
Indeed.
Anything else, Noel?
No, I'm excited.
Me too.
Let's get to it.
All right. Start with AFC?
Sure. Let's do it.
Let's get the most boring one out of the way first. AFC East.
AFC East, okay. Yeah, I went back and forth a lot on who I thought was going to win this division. Oh, no, I have the Patriots winning this division. I have them 11-5. What about you?
I actually have an upset. I have the Patriots winning division.
Oh, yeah.
At 13-3, and then I wrote in parentheses right next to it, God damn it, because it happens every year. Honestly, if you're a fan of the Bills, Jets, or Dolphins, you should just be ashamed of your team for letting this happen for 20 straight years. It's ridiculous. True. You should be writing letters to your team owners and GMs and saying, you guys are morons, sell the team, and get somebody else in there.
I couldn't agree more. The only year, you can't forget about the year Tom Brady tore his ACL and the Dolphins snuck it in with the Wildcat, with Ronnie Brown and
Tony Sperano.
Yeah. RIP, right?
Oh, did the Jets win the division that one year?
No, definitely
not. In 2009, they didn't?
No. Sanchez was a wild card a couple times.
10-6? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Let me throw this out there, though. I do have some interesting results in this division.
Mm, me too. I do have one hot take I want to get to really quick.
All right.
This is pretty takey as I'm going to get.
All right.
My hot take is that Boston fans are actually really shitty fans, and that their teams have to be good every year just so that the fans don't stray away and like stop paying attention. The Sox, Patriots, Celtics, and Bruins have been good and have won a combined, 18 championships in the last 10 years. And I think that, or in the last 15, 20 years, whatever it is. And I think that if they were not good, their fans wouldn't care at all. They're truly bad fans and really annoying.
Wow. That's some new cheese sauce.
That's takey.
All right, here's my take. I have the Jets as the sixth seed in the AFC playoffs. How do you feel about that?
Bad. I think it's not right.
All right, let me make my case real quick. I went through the entire schedule and was picking the games just for my exercise to try to get a handle on what was going to happen.
Did you do it so that you ended up with every team? It ended up like whatever it is across the board? Okay.
Yes.
I did not do that. That's fine.
You just picked and hopefully it adds up correctly.
Yeah, I think I'll be off. Like when they come after me about how I'm off like four
games.
How is
every team above 500? Yeah. All right. Listen to this. So the Jets, they're not going to start out necessarily well. They can start out with a win against Buffalo, then they got to play the Browns and the Pats. So I think the Browns will be good. I think those are probably two losses. After the bye week, they get the Eagles. Their first six games, and then it's the Eagles, Cowboys, and Pats again. That's brutal. That's pretty tough. But let's say they're 2-4 then. Their next games are Jacksonville, Miami, Giants, Redskins, Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins. And those are all in a row. All those teams really suck. So if the Jets can get hot, if Darnold can figure something out, I just think the AFC is weak. I think they're top heavy. I think that sixth seed is wide open, and I could see the Jets just beating up on bad teams and getting in.
Okay. I have the Jets finishing third in their division at 5-11.
Okay.
So I don't think any of the things that you just laid out are going to happen. Willing to put more money on Sam Darnold throwing upwards of 19, maybe 21 interceptions this year.
Wow.
Other than Le'Veon Bell nothing about their offense really excites me. You're going to tell me that I'm supposed to get up about Quincy Enunwa and Robbie Anderson?
Hell yeah. Hell yes.
That's
Jameson Crowder, baby.
Ooh, I forgot about Jameson Crowder.
J-Mo.
And that is the point. That's the point, is that I forgot about Jameson Crowder.
Damn it. Last thing I got on the AFC East, Dolphins 2-14, last place in the league.
3-13, last place in the league. I gave them wins over the Jets, Giants, and Bengals, the other three worst teams in the league.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Who's the best player in the division?
Best player currently in the division. I think you could make a case for Jamal Adams.
No, stop.
It's Tom Brady. Okay. I was getting a little takey.
Good try.
Yeah. That's fair.
All right, here's the most important part.
Oh, the best part.
Best throwback jerseys. They don't have to be throwback, right?
They don't have to be. Just, I think all of mine are.
Here's the way I ranked them, essentially. If I saw somebody walk in with this jersey on, I would say, oh, that's sick.
Okay, I like
that's
that.
That's pretty much the main criteria. Yeah. That's pretty much the main
criteria. Oh, that's sick.
All right, so who's your top choice for the AFC East best sick jersey?
Throwback orange merino jersey for the fans.
Ooh. I could see it. I'm going to go the other way. Throwback Bills O.J. Simpson.
Dude, jersey. I was so close. I have it written right at the top in my on menchies, my honorable mentions.
On menchies?
Yeah.
Do you have one honorable mention or several for each?
I have usually mostly one, but a couple I have like two or three. My other ones, quick for this one, are Ricky Williams and Joe Namath. I think of Joe Namath, like the throwback Jets jersey is actually pretty clean.
True. My honorable mention, Ricky Williams.
Nice. Okay, moving on. AFC West. You want to start?
AFC West. I'll go first. Okay. We're going to disagree on this, I know, based on our last podcast. So that's good. I have the Chiefs as the top seed once again in the AFC. I know that's boring to pick them again, and oftentimes it switches, but they're just so good. Mahomes is so good. It's really a vote of confidence to Andy Reid because he's just so automatic. So I have the Chiefs at 13-3. Chargers close behind at 11-5, picking up the 5 seed once again.
You would think that you'd be right about me picking the Jers, but I actually went the exact same direction. And the Chiefs are – Andy Reid's a great regular season coach. He's gone over in his win total every single season the last 15 years, something like that. And Mahomes is awesome, quite frankly.
He's awesome. He's ridiculous.
And the Chiefs, I have the same, 13-3, top of the AFC. And then Chargers finishing second behind them at 11-5, getting the fifth seed. And then I actually have the Broncos going 9-7, kind of a sneaky team. I think that their defense is awesome and wins them a lot of games, and especially they win a lot of games at home. They're really good at home.
Yep.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's a Joe Flacco resurgence year. I'm not an idiot.
Is 9-7 for the Broncos playoffs or no?
No.
Okay.
Just missing.
I have Broncos and Raiders both at 6-10.
Do you have anything to say about the Durs?
The Durs, the Raiders, no, not okay. Really.
it's pretty much John Gruden and Mark Davis competing to get worse haircuts all year long. That's the most interesting thing about the entire Raiders organization.
That's right.
I'll be more excited about them when they move to Las Vegas.
I agree.
I'd be pretty
and
interested
get a different
going
quarterback.
To a game in Las Vegas.
Derek Carr. Yeah, I got a PSA for Derek Carr.
You really hate Derek Carr.
No, listen to what I'm going to say. Derek Carr, quit football and come hang out at Bonfires with me. We'll get a beer. You can wear your jean shorts and your Fox hat, and we'll have a good time. You suck at football, though.
You should watch the Hard Knocks with them. You would like him even less.
Okay.
he's a weirdo. All right. Now the important stuff. Who's the best player in the AFC West right now?
It's Mahomes.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
Let's move on.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to say, like, Joey Bosa, but I was like, no, come on.
No. That's
or Von Miller.
I was going to say, you could say Von Miller.
Yeah, it's Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I completely agree.
Okay. Throwback jerseys. Who you got?
I think that this was the easiest pick.
No. Not for me. Well, all right, let me guess what you picked. I'm guessing you went powder blue LT.
It's exactly what I wrote down.
In a lot of instances, I tried to stay away from, like, that team's best player, which is another reason I went away from Marino, just because a little bit of uniqueness is also key for me saying, oh, that's sick. But there's no denying Powder Blue LT is sick as hell.
Yeah, dumb sick.
Dumb sick. Nuked.
Okay,
I'm here. My top choice? My top choice, sleeper pick, Chiefs Dante Hall jersey.
Pretty clean. My honorable mention is a pretty nice Chiefs throwback.
Who's it?
Priest Holmes.
The problem was, this is kind of like how the Golden State Warriors had too many good players, so they split MVP votes. Mm-hmm. My votes got split between Priest Holmes and Larry Johnson, so I didn't give either of them the nod, if that makes sense. Okay. Because I was a big Larry Johnson guy as well. But I went a totally opposite direction for my honorable mention, and that's the ironic jersey. I went with Raiders Jamarcus Russell jersey. What do you think about that?
Sweet jersey. I love that.
The Raider black.
If I saw that, I would be like, oh, that's sick.
Thank you. But I give both your picks A pluses.
Ah, I love it. All right, moving on to the AFC North. I'm going to start. I would say that I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, Browns are fun as hell. That team is good. They're stacked. That defense is raw. They've got a lot of winnable games. I do think I have them at 11-5. I could easily see that being 10-6. Those three teams at the top just cannibalize each other. They play each other, and they're probably all going to split, go 3-3 against one another. But I think that the Browns end up pulling it out, going 11-5, and I have them at third in the AFC.
I didn't want to do this, but I also am drinking said Kool-Aid. I have the Browns at 12-4 as the 2 seed in the AFC. First round bye, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought you went high. I went.
Oh, I did. I did. I thought that you would have them finishing third.
I just don't believe that much in the Steelers and Ravens. I think those are slightly above average teams. I've got Steelers at 9-7, Ravens at 8-8.
I have those two flip-flopped.
Yeah. And I have neither making playoffs.
I have the Ravens as my 6th seed, though.
Nice. I have the Bengals at 3-13 as the second worst team in the league. I think they're going to be atrocious.
I have them at 4-12, and it didn't feel great to write down when I did it.
I did point out on last pod that basically you can count on 4 teams in the league having 4 or fewer wins. And so far we've got Cincinnati and Miami as 2 of those 4.
Mm-hmm. I have more teams than that when I have 4 or fewer games.
Okay, moving on then.
Moving on. Who's the best player in the division?
Incredibly biased take. I'm going with Odell Beckham Jr.
You're right. It's Odell.
I don't know who else you argue.
Yeah. Maybe, because I mean, we're not going, you're going best player right now, not best.
Right.
Who's been in the best career, because it'd be Big Ben. But
of course, yeah.
He's the only, Odell's like the only pick. I guess you could maybe make an argument for Myles Garrett, but he hasn't done enough yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Terrell Suggs is old.
Is he? Cool. I don't think he's on that team anymore.
Okay.
He is old, though.
Is he not on the team?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I think he is.
All right. He might be. This division is some of my favorite jerseys, though.
Yes, I agree.
We may have the same top choice, but there's a debate.
Okay, I've had a top choice. Can I flip it now because of your sick argument?
Yes.
Sick.
Go ahead. Who is it then? Who'd you flip it to?
A TJ Houshmandzadeh
jersey. Oh, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Championship.
Such a sick black Bengals throwback.
TJ, who's your mama?
Would you want it with the ponytail attached?
Oh, stop. That would be amazing. I didn't go with Houshmandzadeh. I went with his counterpart. But I can't decide if I would go Chad Johnson or Chad Ochocinco. Ochocinco for sure?
That was, yeah.
Yeah, and I go the bright orange. I go with just the typical Bengal.
It's a good look. It's a good look.
It's a good look.
I was close to, so I had to flip it. My honorable mention would be the black Ravens Ed Reed jersey.
Oh, Ed Reed is such a good pick.
Such a good pick.
Now, I am also going Ravens, but I'm going with the purple, and this is going to be the first current player of the day.
Ooh, wait, wait, wait.
Justin Tucker jersey. Yes.
All right, you lose the ability to choose make your next pick. That's a terrible pick.
Wait, you wouldn't say that's sick if someone walked in with a Justin Tucker jersey?
All right. No, I wouldn't.
Well, that's no. Why we agree to disagree.
That's so dumb. A kicker jersey? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I almost picked another kicker.
The only time I've been like, okay, you can wear a kicker jersey is if I'm on Helena and somebody's wearing a Dan Carpenter jersey.
That's fair. That's true. Okay.
All right. On to the AFC South, division that nobody really cares about that much.
All I can say is don't bet on their games because you won't get it right.
We've lost so much money betting on the AFC South.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go through this one quickly because nobody really knows. Okay. I am going to defer to the Texans because of some of the moves they made this weekend and because Andrew Luck decided to retire. I have them at 10-6. I have them as the 4 seed. I don't really have anybody challenging them. Everybody else at under 500. I got Colts 7-9, Jags 6-10, Titans 5-11.
You have the Colts 6-7-9?
Yes.
So I have it exactly the same. Colts and Jaguars flipped. Mm-hmm. But I have Zans going 9-7.
Yeah, I think they should be the favorites. But I wouldn't be totally shocked if actually any team won this division. I mean, I'd be kind of surprised if Tennessee did. But, I mean, Tennessee was in the Sunday night game week 17 to go to the playoffs if they had beat the Colts. So any team could do it. So it's just a crapshoot.
Yeah.
But I think the Texans, the Zans, have the best player in the division in DeAndre Hopkins.
You do? Okay. I was going to ask, I think that it's probably a 3-player division, right? You could make the argument for Hopkins, J.J. Watt, and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, probably.
But I think that you're right. DeAndre probably holds the mantle right now, just because he's probably the best receiver in the league, as much as it pains me to say. All right, who do you have as... the best throwback.
This one is a personal favorite of mine. It is a Houston Texans Arian Foster jersey. I was always a big Arian Foster fan. I don't know that most people would look at that jersey and go, oh, that's sick. But most of these just have a personal touch to them. I loved watching him run. I just thought he kind of glided. And he was just kind of that one cut and go. And I don't know.
I always thought that he was one of the smoothest running backs I ever saw.
Yeah, like, very smooth.
He grabs the ball, just takes off, and he's never trying that hard. You know, when you're watching like a Marshawn Lynch style back, they look like they're really chugging and trying and they're breaking tackles and it looks really cool. But watching Arian Foster was watching like a true track athlete just grab the ball and sprint, and he just saw things really well.
Yep.
I also went with the Texans, but it is an Andre Johnson jersey.
Ah, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah. Who's your honorable mention?
I thought you were going to pick this guy for your top choice. I got a teal Jags, excuse me, Guars Maurice Jones-Drew jersey.
MJD?
MJD.
I would want it to be a half MJD, half Fred Taylor jersey. That's what I really want.
I've never seen halvesies.
I would really like that. My honorable mention is a Houston Oilers Eddie George jersey.
Ooh, that's solid.
These Houston Oilers jerseys are awesome.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm. And now for a break from our sponsors. Do you have any you want to get to?
I don't have any reads. I forgot
to
bring
great.
My reads.
I do. So now that you're living in Chicago, I think it would be pretty easy for us to get Restore Hair Improvement. the face Brian Urlacher, or the company Brian Urlacher made famous, could also make me famous. That would be an ideal sponsor for us.
I have a story about that. I drove out to the airport yesterday. Well, let me just say, there are a dozen billboards with Brian Urlacher just between here and the airport that have Restore ads. And they decided to do a play on words with O'Hare Airport with Restore ads. So you could go one of two ways. You could do O'Hare and spell hair instead of H-A-R-E, H-E-I-R. Or you could go Hairport, right? There's kind of two options. You're like, which is better? No, they went with both.
O'Hareport?
O'Hare, H-A-I-R, Hairport. I was like, that is way too much. Just pick one of the other, guys. So they have no shame out here with these.
Wait, so it's O'Hare Hairport?
Yeah. O'Hare?
Not O'Hareport.
No, no. O'Hare Hairport.
That's tough stuff.
So because of that, it's a no from me for Restore as one of our
That's going to be a no sponsors, for me,
unless they let us choose the ads.
Okay. Well, they'd have, yeah. They would give us full creative control.
Yeah, you'll be naked in the ad.
Well, I don't know why I wouldn't be naked. We're naked right now.
Well, don't tell them that.
All right, moving on to the NFC. NFC East is first, because I don't like that division that much.
I have the Washington Redskins going 6-10. And I have another boring pick, the Eagles winning this division. This might be due to my hate for the Cowboys, but we all know the Skins and the Yints, as we call the Giants. The Yints suck. The boys suck. Eagles win by default. I have them 11-5.
I also have the Eagles going 11-5, and I have the Skins at 6-10.
Sick.
Finishing second, tied with the boys, but getting the tiebreaker at 6-10. Let's go, Skins.
HTTMFS.
That's right, baby.
Hail to the motherfuckers.
And then I have the Giants finishing 3-13. I don't even feel like giving them three wins. It hurt to write down. I wanted to make them like 1-15.
Yeah, I gave them four, but that was generous.
I also think that the Eagles are the best team in the division. Carson Wentz, I think that there's a lot said about how a player kind of needs a year and a half to 2 years to come back fully from a ACL or a large injury like he had. And I think that he makes his MVP form resurgence this year. I like that team.
I can see it. North Dakota State. Hey, Carson Wentz, remember when we played in the Montana versus North Dakota All-Star game and we kicked your ass, bitch?
Idiot.
Yeah. Who's laughing now?
Try getting on this pod, you fucking loser.
Hey, Carson Wentz, want to be a guest on the pod? Too bad, bitch.
No.
We're getting Sean Bloomquist. He worked you in that game.
Who's the best player in the division?
This is tough.
Yeah.
I went with Fletcher Cox of the Eagles.
Ooh. Okay.
It's not that. I don't think you go with any of the quarterbacks. You certainly don't go with any Giants or Redskins. So you could maybe go with one of the backers on the Cowboys or one of their front seven. Lawrence is pretty solid. One of their offensive linemen, maybe Zach Martin or Tyron Smith. But I went with probably the best player on the best team. I think Wentz has to prove that he's the best player until we give it to him.
I like that pick a lot. I hadn't really considered that one. And I think you're right. The honest-to-God answer is probably Zach Martin on the Cowboys O-line, but it's not that exciting.
Yeah.
I think, though, if I had to just, like, shot-in-the-dark pick right now, I would probably just go Zeke as the most talented person in that division.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Hate to say it.
Yeah. He's annoying. He looks stupid. He looks like a weird Ewok.
Did you see?
Like a weirder Ewok. Ewok's already weird.
He wears the nose ring, like the straight up, like the cartoon bull nose ring. I saw that today.
Oh, the septum one?
Yeah.
Or is it a big one?
It's not huge.
Whatever he's doing with his facial hair and hair in general is just awful.
Yeah. It's not.
I don't know if somebody's telling him what to do. They're bad. Not your friend. Moving on to the NFC West.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We didn't do jerseys. Whoa.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Embarrassed. Cut that part.
I'm leaving it.
Okay. Throwbacks.
This was a big one for me. I'm going with New York Giants, Victor Cruz.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Would you say that's sick if someone had a Cruiser?
That's sick. I don't know if I would say that's even as sick as a Plaxico Burress New York Jets jersey.
Yeah, he was up there. Is that who you picked?
Nope.
Oh.
Also a Yens jersey, though.
Did you go Tiki Barber?
Nope.
Oh, what a sick pick. Oh, that's sick.
That. Can I change right now?
Where'd you go?
Lawrence Taylor.
Okay, Lawrence Taylor. LT,
the LT 56 is pretty freaking awesome. I can't believe that you didn't go with... Nah, I guess you told me you weren't going to go with the Skins one.
Yeah.
I will say it for you. The honorable mention, this is a timeless, the Sean Taylor Skins jersey.
Of course, yeah. Sean Taylor's solid.
It was pretty hard for me not to pick a Vic Eagles.
Oh, that's my honorable mention.
Sorry, I nabbed it. I McNabbed it from you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you like that?
Words there.
Right.
Wait, did you
that's
put
right.
McNabb down?
Nope.
Let me just say one I just thought of also. Giants Jeremy Shockey jersey.
I almost put that down too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
There, my list could have been 50 honorable mentions for every single one.
There were a lot of Eagles guys I considered, like...
Randall Cunningham was one I thought about
too. Yeah, I was thinking Brian Westbrook or... Even LeSean
Dawkins.
McCoy. Yeah, Dawkins is solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's next?
I didn't really want any Cowboys ones.
No,
don't really
that.
Care.
No.
No, fuck that. All right. NFC West.
Ooh.
I have the alarm. Oh, sorry. The Lawson. Los Angeles Rams. So, again, with the name thing, we call them by the last initials, but there are a few certain scenarios that are special. And LARM is one because the Rams is a shitty name. And when you look at the TV, it says LARM on the bottom, and it's fantastic.
I think that was only initially. I think they now just do LAR. They just do LAR. But I specifically remember when they first started putting their abbreviation, it was LARM. And I thought that was a really fun word to say. So I also have LARM. I feel like I have about 12 teams at 11-5, but they're one of them.
That's exactly how I feel.
They have clearly the best player in the division at Aaron Donald. We probably don't even have to talk about that.
Nope.
And I also have all three of the other teams under 500.
Yeah, so I also have Alarm finishing 11-5, second in the NFC. And I wanted, because I'm such a hater and I love cheering against the Seahawks, I wanted to make them under 500. But I just didn't see them going anything worse than 8-8, and I ended up putting them at 9-7, winning a few key games. I think
playoffs
they get. No, I do have them missing the playoffs though.
Okay,
but the Seahawks have not finished with less than 9 wins in 9 years.
Wow, that's good to know.
They just have a good infrastructure.
change
they have a good
pick.
Infrastructure. They just traded for Clowney.
I
Russ
hate
is awesome.
Against...
He's a guy that betting against Russell Wilson sucks too.
Oh, it's so frustrating. Even when he's down 20 points at the end of the game, he's just running around. You're like, oh, I'm gonna lose this.
It's so annoying. Yeah. He's actually, that was obviously the only player that you could have made a case for best in the division, but the
correct
choice is obviously Aaron Donald.
Without a doubt. Yep, Russ is right there.
Mm-hmm.
I have them, I didn't say this, but so I have the Eagles and Rams as LARM and the Gulls as the 3-4 seed, respectively, at 11-5. I have them Seahawks and Niners at 7-9, and the Cardinals at a solid 4-12.
I have the Cardinals finishing at a beautiful 2-14.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it too. I think they'll initially surprise some people with the offense and catch people off guard, but people adjust to it. So,
yeah, Kyler Murray and his weird-ass personality are not going to do anything. And I will be putting a substantial amount of money on him throwing for less than 3,600 yards.
Who are your jerseys for the NFC West?
NFC West. So I actually started this one. I think that this was the toughest division for me. I don't. Did you have one that you thought was the toughest? Probably the NFC East.
Mine, I think, was. You mean because there were so many to choose from, or so few to choose from?
Yeah.
Mine, I think, was the AFC West. I had a bunch of Chiefs and Chargers and Broncos and Raiders that I would have considered.
That's okay. Yeah, I just thought that this one I went back and forth like 40 times.
There are a lot of Rams that would be cool. Again, I'm going with one that is strictly because I have a personal
God damn it. If you steal mine, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be so mad.
Do you want to go first just in case?
No. No, I don't.
I'm going with alarm Steven Jackson jersey.
I was so close to picking that. I actually, my choice ended up being a Larm Eric Dickerson jersey.
Ooh.
The royal blue with the yellow horns.
Yes.
Love it.
Number 29, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Flip 9-2.
Flip 9-2. My honorable mention, though, is a Larm.
Ooh.
Extra long sleeves Bradford jersey.
Oh, okay. You got an ironic jersey, too.
Yeah, I love it. And then I have three other honorable mentions, but you can name yours first.
Mine's lame, but he's probably my favorite player of all time, so I'm going with Larry Fitz. I already have a Larry Fitz jersey, but if I had to spend my own money to buy a jersey in this division, I'd probably buy another one that's nicer.
Yeah.
I have a Reebok one.
I also have a Larry Horsecock Fitzgerald jersey written down.
Larry and Horsecock Fitzgerald.
Yes, that is his nickname. His that given. Yeah.
Let me just say, also, my Larry Fitz Reebok jersey, I wore it when the Falcons were in the Super Bowl, and I taped the name Jones over it, and taped Falcons over Cardinals, so it looked like I was wearing a Julio Jones jersey, and I forgot to take the tape off for like a year, and it pretty much ruined the jersey, so I could definitely get a new one.
It's better now. Okay. This is a pretty hotly contested division. So the next two are the ones that I have both division winners and wild cards coming out of. We'll go with the NFC North first.
NFC North. As a huge Chicago fan, because I'm a native now, I have the Bears finishing second in the division and missing the playoffs. Boom! Didn't see that one coming, did you?
Yeah! No, I absolutely did. You didn't surprise me at all.
Damn it. Okay. I always do this because I think Aaron Rodgers is awesome. I always pick the Packers to win this division, and I'm doing it again. Everyone's just using McCarthy as the excuse, and so am I. So Matt LaFleur gets the Packers to 12-4 and the one seed in the NFC.
For every reason that you just listed, I have the Packers winning the division. Mm-hmm. I do this every single year. I'm really high on Aaron Rodgers. He's really freaking good. He's probably the best player in the NFL. Nobody really controls the offense or throws a football like he does, so I think the Packers are going to win. I have 11-5, and the number 4 NFC seed, though.
Okay.
But I also have the Bears finishing at 10-6 as the 6th seed getting in.
Fair. I have Bears and Vikings. I'm probably higher on the Vikings than most. I have them both at 9-7. Kirky's my guy. And then Lions dropping at 5-11. So Packers are the only team I have. And if you'll notice, we've gone through three NFC divisions, and I haven't listed any wild card teams.
Aha. Yeah, so I have the Bears at the 6th seed, and then I have the Vikings finishing 9-7, just missing the playoffs, and the Yuns finishing at a measly 3-13. That team butt.
You have a lot of teams finishing really shit.
I know. I don't think that's a super middling year. There's been some years in the NFL where we've had a lot of teams finishing 8-8, 9-7, as evidenced by the AFC South every season.
Yeah.
But I think that this is a year where the cream rises to the top, and I don't know, what's the opposite of that? Shit falls to the bottom?
The pulp drops to the bottom, maybe?
That's definitely not. You're making it. Come on, you're reaching.
Am I trying too hard? Well, you put me on the spot here. What drops to the bottom? Yeah, the turds?
Yeah.
The turds drop to the bottom of the toilet.
Yeah, the turds are in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-13. I have the Nulls, 2-14. I have 3-13 teams. It's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
All right. Who's the best player in the division? Aaron Rodgers.
I'll take it back,
Khalil Mack.
Yeah, I think it's Khalil. I think at the end of the year, we feel dumb for saying that because Rodgers balls out. But right now, based on last year, I mean, Rodgers played all 16 games and they couldn't even make the playoffs. So it's got to be Khalil Mack. He was the best player on the best team and probably, well, not the best team in the NFC, but one of the best.
What's your throwback jersey?
This is one that I am pretty proud of. You might have the same one. I'm going with Chicago Bears Devin Hester jersey.
That's a really good pick.
Thank you.
I don't have that.
I'm probably going... I don't know if I go orange. I don't know if I go orange. I don't know if I do the orange Bears or you just go with the classic blue. Actually, you know what? Typically, I'm not a fan of Pro Bowl jerseys, but I feel like a Pro Bowl Devin Hester jersey would be kind of cool. Could I talk you into it or no?
I really like the Bears jerseys. I think they're super clean, classic look. I would go with just the navy blue.
Good point. Good point.
I feel like I definitely picked more team best and crowd favorites than you, because I have the Purple People Eater Randy Moss Vikings jerseys.
Mm-hmm. That was close for me.
I really, really like it. It's a great jersey.
It is.
My honorable mentions, though.
Go ahead.
A Rex Grossman Bears jersey.
I almost put Sexy Rexy. Oh,
I love Sexy Rexy. Love him. Followed closely by a Brian Greasy jersey.
Ugh, pass. Get that shit out of here.
Do you have anybody else?
You're going to tell me you'd rather have Brian Greasy and Rex Grossman than Jamarcus Russell. Oh, no, sorry. No, Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker.
Oh, my God, yes. I would so much rather have a Rex Grossman jersey than Justin Tucker. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, how about this honorable mention?
Maybe a Blair Walsh Vikings jersey. Stop.
How about a Packers John Kuhn jersey?
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's a classic. Yeah. It was close.
Any fullback is the best.
Yeah. All right. Now to the best division in football, the NFC South.
According to my standings, they are.
Yeah.
I'll let you all go right. First. This is your
okay.
Team.
My sweethearts, the Atlanta Falcons, the Cuns, you beautiful bastards. Matty Ice, you dog, trying to follow up an MVP career or season from 3 years ago. Capture that magic again. I think this season will be awesome, but I think that they will finish second in the division.
Okay.
At 11-5. Saints finishing number one at 12-4.
Okay. Where do you have the Thurs, the Panthers?
2-14. No, I'm just kidding. I have the Thurs finishing at 9-7, missing the playoffs.
All right. Once again, I do this every year. But I'm rolling
really
with
every single year.
The Thurs and Saints I have tied at 11-5, with the Thurs getting the tiebreaker, and I have your Cuns at 10-6 getting the sixth seed.
I could see. Would you be shocked if this division played out with any of these teams winning? I wouldn't at all.
I would be shocked if Tampa Bay won. Or are you saying those three?
Those three.
No, I would not. I would not be shocked if any of those.
Don't think that the Nears are really close to.
No. And honestly, the Bucks could. The Nears could do better in a different division. They're just kind of at the mercy of these three teams. So.
Yeah. You can touch on the Cuns. I'll let you talk the Cuns.
The Cuns are going to be solid. I know you hated on Steve Sarkisian a lot, so having Dirk Cutter instead will hopefully revitalize them. Julio, I have as the best player in the division. I think he's so awesome. You could go with Breeze. You could go with Kamara. You could go with Michael Thomas. You could go with Luke Kuechly. Cam went healthy. I know you don't like, but you know a couple years ago he was the MVP. Matt Ryan, you could convince me. So there's a lot of talent in this division. Jameis Winston. No, I'm just kidding. yep, that's all I got to say on that division.
Yeah, I would just two more things to add is just that they have three of their key defenders back and healthy. Deion Jones is one of the up and coming stars in the league at linebacker. He's pretty much the prototype for what kind of linebacker you want with today's the air raid system going on. Keanu Neal, for a lot of shortcomings in the passing game, he's an enforcer. Allows them to play between 7 and 8 in the box at all times. I really like their team this year. I'm very high on them, which I will show later on. I also have Julio as the best player in the division.
Good.
And then this is my favorite throwback. I'm sure you thought I would pick a Michael Vick jersey. I did not.
Can I say mine first?
Yes.
Because I want to make sure that if I say it first, then it sounds like I thought of it.
Okay.
I'm going with a Cuns Algie Crumpler jersey.
Dude, it's such a good pick. I love Algie Crumpler. Oh, my God. One of the best football names.
Algie Crumpler.
This is the pick I'm happiest about, though.
All right, let's hear it.
Give me that creamsicle Warren Sapp Nears jersey.
Yeah.
That's that 99. Mmm, chef's kiss. That beautiful on that orange.
That made the finals for me.
Yeah.
I so also good. Went with a near as my honorable mention.
Hmm.
Mike Allstott.
The A-Train. Yeah, awesome. The coach in high school called the A-Train. Duh. If it wasn't on your list, I'd be mad. Okay, we'll start with my NFC. So I'll go through and say my rankings again for okay. NFC. All right, so one seed, I have the Saints. Two is the Rams. Three, the Eagles. Four, the Packers. Five, the Falcons. Six, the Bears.
I got Packers as the one seed, Panthers with the two, Rams and Eagles is three and four, and then Saints and Falcons is a five and six.
Okay. So my opening round matchup in the NFC is the Falcons at the Packers, and I have the Falcons winning the 6-3 or 5-4 matchup, and then the Bears at the Eagles, and I have the Eagles winning.
Okay. I've got also have the Cuns winning as the sixth seed over the Rams over
Let's
Lauren.
Go, baby. Let's go.
And then I have the Saints, New Orleans over the Gulls, Eagles. That would be in New Orleans. Oh,
okay.
Excuse me. No, that would be in Philadelphia. So I have both wild card NFC South teams winning on the road.
Love it. Okay, round two. I have the Falcons beating or at the Saints and winning.
And
then the the Eagles at Larm and Larm winning.
All right. I have Green Bay, sadly, beating Atlanta at home. And I have the Saints beating Carolina on the road.
Okay. And then so for the NFC Championship for me, I have the Cuns at Larm, which, Noel, is what me saying. I do believe we're watching the NFC Championship preview in October in Atlanta. That's right. Nolan Coyne live in Atlanta.
That's a bold
from
take.
From Julio Jones' house.
That's a bold take. And do you also have your Atlanta Falcons going to the Super Bowl?
No. I have Larm winning the game.
All right. Larm back to the Super Bowl. I have New Orleans Saints versus the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship. And I have Drew Brees pulling it out and going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, AFC. So AFC, my 1-6, I have Chiefs, Patriots, Browns, Texans, Chargers, Ravens.
All right, I have Chiefs, Browns, Patriots, Texans, Chargers, Jets.
Ooh, Jets.
First round,
You're
I've got...
maniac.
First round, I've got the Pats handling the Jets at home, and then I have the Jers over the Zans, the Chargers over the Texans.
Jers. All right. I also have Jers at Zans in round one and Vens at Browns, and I have the Jers winning in Houston and the Ravens losing to the Browns in Cleveland.
All right. Cleveland moving on. I've got in the second round New England going to Cleveland, where I have earlier in the year, I think Cleveland's going to beat the Pats this year during the regular season. But the Pats will, the Yits, as we call them, the Patriots, will get revenge and beat out Baker in the second round of the playoffs. And then I have the Chargers, beating Kansas City on the road to go to the AFC Championship.
We have the same second round.
Wow.
I also have Jersey Chiefs, Browns at Yitz. I have the Chiefs winning and the Patriots winning. Rematch of it last year's AFC Championship.
That's a pretty decent bet.
Yeah.
AFC Championship. I'm rolling with the Jers, baby. Chargers going to the Super Bowl over the Pats, over the Yitz.
I love the Jers as much as anybody. I just don't know if I feel it this year. But I have the Chiefs getting some redemption and beating the Pats in the AFC Championship.
Nice.
Moving on to the Super Bowl. Larm v. Chiefs.
So you got a rematch of that, like, 54-51 game from last year, huh?
That would be so awesome. Better than watching whatever the fuck happened last year's Super Bowl. I don't want to watch that again.
Worst Super Bowl of all time.
That sucked.
It was horrible. Not only did the Patriots win, but it was just ugly.
Yeah.
I have my guy, Drew Brees, taking home his second ring over Phil Rivers and his former team.
It's kind of some fun narrative game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some good callbacks. I have Larm getting it done over the Chiefs.
Wow.
Larm, Super Bowl champs. Pencil it in.
So we should bet NFC team to win the Super Bowl? What's that, like -125?
Probably.
All right.
Let's do it. Cool. Any closing notes? No.
No. Ready for the season to start.
I'm so fucking jacked. I can't wait to sit on my ass, hungover as hell on Sunday, and watch nothing but football.
Yeah, I agree. Cool.
Sweet.
Well done. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.